First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18. We're going to read one verse together from the King James Bible. If you see somebody that does not have a Bible, please share with them your Bible so that we can all read along. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18. And let's read together, shall we? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for church this morning and for safety that you've given us on the roads with the weather. And just thank you, dear God, for Thanksgiving time. And I thank you, dear God, for the pilgrims. I thank you for the Puritans, the Huguenots, and all the others who left England, left Europe because of the persecution and came to this land to found a new land, a new country, a new area where they'd have freedom and liberty to preach the gospel. And I thank you, Lord, that 400 years later, we're still celebrating the Thanksgiving that the pilgrims had on the shores of Massachusetts. Please bless now, meet with us, dear Holy God, and bless this the singing, the preaching, and the time to follow. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As I said earlier, Thanksgiving is my favorite time of the year. I love November. It's deer season, hunting season. I love the snow. I don't know about you, but I love snow, man. I love snow. And here, God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. Everything. Do you like snow? Could you wake up this morning and say, oh, or just say, glory to God, I love snow. I told you there's something wrong with me. I love thunderstorms, hailstorms. I love blizzards. I like ice storms. I like hurricanes. I'm not exaggerating. I like earthquakes. I love seeing the raw power of God that mankind cannot stop. I love it. Now, I feel sorry for some people who are stranded, and I feel some people that are without power at times. I understand that, and I wish, you know, neighbors ought to help each other, but I love seeing the raw power of God that no man can stop. I woke up this morning, I said, glory to God, look at that snow. I mean, they said we might get some, but I said, I love snow. Can I love snow, bud? I like it a lot. I really like snow, amen. It's a gift of God. But I'm just saying, God says here, in everything, verse number 18, in everything give thanks. Now, I didn't plan it this way. I had no idea. I sort of, and this is scary when you think about it, I sort of give Mary Frances a free hand in these bulletins. I have no idea what she puts on here. But look what she put on the back bulletin, if you got the bulletin. Not just on Thanksgiving, but every day of the year. Give God your heartfelt praise, and it will bring you cheer. For when we are thankful the entire year through, joy will flood our hearts, spilling over in all we do. Every minute of the day, thank God for his grace. Every second you're alive, praise his holy face. Give him your thanksgiving with a heart that's forthright, and in the eyes of the Lord, you'll be a pleasure and delight. So everyone, let's show him our gracious gratitude today and all year through with a thankful attitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the exact same verse that's on my outline this morning. King James Version, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I don't know what the will of God is in my life. Well, here's what it is. Be thankful for everything. You hear it? So I don't know what God wants me to do in my life. Well, first of all, stop being miserable. Stop being an ingrate. Stop being unthankful. The first thing you do is be thankful for your dad and your mom. Thankful you have a roof over your head. Thank you for a meal on the table. Thank you for clothes on your back. When you refuse to be thankful, you are missing the will of God in your life. Your life. Look what it says. Verse 18. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the will of God in your life is to be thankful. People aren't even thankful they're alive. Have you ever thought about being alive? Or is it just a misery for you? Oh, here I go again. I don't know about you, but after I got saved, I looked at everything in life as a great challenge with God, amen? Now, how is God going to get us through this? This is exciting, amen? Even when you're outnumbered, even when things look dark, you say, wow, God's in heaven. God's looking down, and we're going to get through this because God's going to get me through it. Amen. How can a believer be so discouraged and despondent and depressed? I'll tell you why. Because you're not reading this book. Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you know Jesus Christ, your Savior? I don't know. I'm thankful that I'm alive. I never thought that before until I got saved. And then after I got saved, I said, man, I can't believe that I'm alive and enjoying the beauty of God. I can't believe that I can see, I can hear, I can walk. God's given me health. He's given you health. We're alive. We came to church this morning. Amen? Yeah, I know we have sicknesses. We have health problems. I understand it. But you're alive. If you can't be thankful for that, God help you. Only God can help you. Only God can help you. We are miserable, aren't we? You see him. You see him at church, at work, you know, at shopping. People are just miserable. They're not glad. They're not grateful. They're not thankful that they're breathing. Blessed be God. We're on the right side of the grass. Amen. Huh? As my father-in-law says, we're not looking at the radish roots. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to worship Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad to share the glory of God with someone else. Amen. I'm glad to share the good news with others. Amen. Even if I was paralyzed, I'd be alive to share the gospel. Amen. If I could only talk, if I couldn't talk, I learned Braille. I learned something, sign language. I'd do something so that somebody else would hear the gospel. In everything. That's hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to do that sometimes. Huh? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. You may not like some things. You may not agree with some things, but you ought to thank God for something. You ought to thank God for... Take your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter number 5. You ought to thank God for everything. He said, Pastor, I can't do that. Well, that's what God says. Ephesians chapter number 5. A couple books beforehand. Ephesians 5, verse number 20. What it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, giving thanks always for all things. Pastor, how can you give thanks for everything? Because God, first of all, has allowed everything to happen. Number one, God has allowed everything to happen. For instance, if it was up to me, I would never have... My mom died in early age. I would never have asked for that or wanted that. But that biggest heartache in my life brought me closer to God than anything else. It's hard to do when you give thanks for something like that. It's hard to give thanks for bad news, but it sobers you up and wakes you up real quick. The worst things that can happen, the very worst things that can happen in your life, God says you ought to thank God. You may not understand why, but the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God. So if you love God, God says all things work together for good. All of them. The good and the bad. Can you be thankful this morning for that or no? Is it difficult for you? Now, most people in this room ought to be thankful that President-elect Trump is going to be the president. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. That God spared our country for a little longer, amen. Thank God that Hillary lost. Thank God. But even if you didn't like Trump, God said you're supposed to be thankful. Like we were thankful for the last 8 years of the socialists that we had. It's tough to do it, isn't it? I mean, it's difficult to do. But God says be thankful for everything. You know why it's difficult? Because we're not really humble people. We're not. We're rebellious, stubborn, we're disobedient, and we only like things when they go our way. If it doesn't go our way, then it's the highway. Well, God's people ought to be a humble people and thank God, the one who's given life and given us everything. We ought to thank God for everything the Bible says. Do you thank God for your wife or your husband? Do you thank God for your children? Do you thank God for your church? Do you thank God for your work, for your health, for your eyesight? You know, this last week was the first day in my life that I ever called in sick to work because I pulled a muscle in my back. I just couldn't move. First day ever. And you don't realize how much you appreciate your health until you don't have it. And I thanked God before, but I was thanking God on Wednesday, laying on my back. I couldn't move. Thank God. Thank you, dear God, for all the good health that you've given me that I've neglected to thank you for. But you know what I'm talking about. You do something to your back or your foot or your tooth. You got a headache and it kills you. It hurts you. Hey, God's trying to remind you. How about the good health that you've had? You never thanked me for. You just took for granted. Huh? We're all like that. I'm telling you, we are. We're just a bunch of sinners. Until somebody reminds us about it, you say, oh, yeah, you know what? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. Hey, can you say that this morning? Can you say thank you for the snow? Yeah, but the ice is dangerous. Can you say thank you? Huh? Look at Romans chapter number 1, please. Romans chapter number 1. God's people ought to be a thankful bunch. Your neighbor ought to know you as a thankful person, as a grateful person. The problem with our society is our children are ungrateful. They're spoiled, rotten brats. They're not being disciplined. They're not being spanked. They're not being told no. They're just given everything, you know. And then the more they are given, the more they demand. They're spoiled. They're like a bunch of crybabies. Sounds like college students today that are protesting. I think I'm going to go this afternoon and preach. Last Sunday, for those of you who are in the adult Bible study, I said, God bless Trump when I was preaching in front of his plaza there where all the protesters. This week, I think I'm going to go there and I'm going to say, pants up, don't loot. I think I'm going to use that mantra. Pants up, don't loot. It ought to tell you something when you have a bunch of people who are arsonists burning down buildings and American flags. It ought to tell you something. These people who are throwing rocks through glass windows of stores and homes and burning cars, what kind of ingrates they are for living in a free country. There are a bunch of ingrates and a bunch of rebels that all get arrested and put in jail. That tells you a picture of our society. You don't like my side didn't win 8 years ago, but I didn't go around burning buildings and cars. I had to swallow Ephesians chapter 5:20 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18 too. I didn't go out and try to make somebody's life miserable. But these college students have been spoiled rotten. They're a bunch of crybabies, and they're ungrateful for the country they live in. For the freedom and the liberty that they had, they're ungrateful. Now, the vast majority of protesters are peaceful. I grant you that. But these troublemakers, man, they'll be locked up and put away. Amen. My kids didn't want to eat the food that put us on their table. That's right. I never forced my kids to eat. You just come back 4 hours later for dinner then, 8 hours later for breakfast. You don't want to eat that? That's fine. Eat. Just fast a little bit. But you know, our kids, I don't like that food. I don't like that cereal. And then you put like 3 or 4 boxes of French. Which one do you want now, Johnny? Would you like this one? Door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. Why don't you just slap them across the face and say, shut up and eat it, or don't go fast for a couple hours. We're spoiling our kids, man. Our kids are ungrateful. Well, I don't like this color, and I don't like this model, and I don't like this kind. God says in everything give thanks. God says give thanks always for all things. That's what we ought to be teaching our kids. This is a Baptist church, ain't it? Hey, you ought to be thankful for a Baptist church, amen. Hey, I know you don't get this in a Baptist Presbyterian church or Lutheran church. I know that. But welcome to an old-fashioned Baptist church. We thank God, amen. We thank God for a King James Bible, amen. We thank God for the old-time religion, amen. It may not be popular, but thank God somebody still preached this morning, amen. I used to go to dead church. I don't want to go back there no more, amen. I used to go to a church that didn't have a Bible, no preaching. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Neighbor, you are without excuse. Especially you're sitting in this room this morning, in this auditorium, you're listening to the very words of God Almighty. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Yeah. God gave over to a reprobate mind to become a bunch of sodomites, homosexuals, and queers. That's what happens when you become ungrateful to God. Keep reading, verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave him up unto vile affections. God calls it vile. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, all because they were not thanking God. And that's what it starts with. That's what it starts with. Not being thankful to your parents, not being thankful to God, not being thankful for your grandparents, not being thankful for what God's given us. That, Thanksgiving is my favorite time of year. That's why, listen to me good, that's why the atheists hate Thanksgiving. Did you ever notice the atheists and agnostics and the God haters on television? Every single year, they put the Salem witch trials before Thanksgiving on. They want to poison the people's minds in America that the first thing you think about Thanksgiving, the pilgrims, is the witch Salem, the burning of the witches in Salem, Massachusetts. I don't know how many were burned, 3, 4, 5. I have no idea. But they want to poison the minds of Americans about those pilgrims who left persecution in England and Europe and came to America for freedom and liberty to live the way God wanted them to live, and to be free to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere. They want to ruin your mind and poison your thinking because they hate God. They're ungrateful. And a lot of them are the sodomites who are producing these films that you're watching. The ones that God's talking about here. The lesbians, the perverts, the child perverts. And you think it's cool. You think it's cute. You think, can you imagine a parent today? It's unbelievable. You couldn't have thought this 20 years ago. Can you imagine a parent today saying, oh, Johnny, Susie, you don't want to be a boy or girl? Would you like to switch sexes now? Can you imagine a parent allowing their child to think that way? That's what happens, listen to me good, when a person is ungrateful to God. God's going to give you over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are wicked and vile, the Bible says. I don't care what the laws are. I don't care what the president, the governor, the mayor say. I care what God says. I don't care what the Republicans say, the Democrats say. I care what God says. How about God's people waking up and being thankful to God? Thanking God. Thank God for salvation. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. When's the last time you thanked God for being saved? When's the last time you thanked God for being born again? When's the last time you thanked God for that person who showed you how to be saved? The person who shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with you? I was 21 years old when I got saved. If you ever heard me preach, if you ever heard me pray, one of the first things that comes out of my mouth is I still thank God for that lady that gave me that gospel tract 38 years ago. Have no idea if she's alive. I have no idea where she's at. Have no idea if she's been married, children. I have no idea. 38 years later, I'm thanking God for that lady to have the courage to share the gospel with me. I ask God to bless her finances and bless her health and bless her family. Thank God I can't believe I'm saved today. I can't believe I'm sitting behind the pulpit preaching. Say, you want to shut up? God help me never to shut up, man. God's going to have to take me home to shut me up. We were so close for this to be hate speech if the witch from Hillary had won. Yeah. That's right. I'll be preaching in jail. We'll have a jail ministry. You come visit me in jail. I'm not stopping my preaching because of a politician. Thank God he spared us a little bit longer, amen. Thank God he let us have a little bit more freedom and liberty, amen. Just so maybe some of you can wake up a little bit. God says in Psalm 100, verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hey, when you came in this morning, were you thankful that you had church? Huh? Did you come through the door and say, man, it's great to be in God's house today? Huh? Did the thought cross your mind? God said in Psalm 100, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. What so great salvation? Psalm 106, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his first mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107, verse number 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hey, are you thankful for God's mercy that spared us from hell? God's mercy spared us from hell. Do you realize you and I were one breath away from hell before we asked Jesus to save our soul? I mean, we're just hanging by a thread over the lake of fire to take our last breath, to be in the lakes of the damned and the torments forever. Are you thankful for that? That you got spared that you were saved from hell? This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about eternity here. I'll tell you what, for 21 years, I lived an ungrateful life, man. I really was. I thought it was all about me, man. Selfish, my wants, my needs, how about me? Didn't care about anything else or anyone else, man. What could I get away with? What could I do? How can I better myself? That's what your government schools are teaching kids. It's all about you. They've left God out. They left God out. Now, you say, well, give thanks. Everybody says, well, give thanks. Who do you give thanks to? They want to cut it out. They want to cut out the last part of this, giving thanks. You're supposed to give thanks to God. To God. The one who made you. The one who gave you breath. The one who wrote this book. The one who gave us life. Thank God for King James Bible. My Bible says in Philippians 4, verse number 6, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Hey, when you pray, are you thankful for being allowed to talk to the God who created us? Do you realize when you pray, it's not some written prayer, now I lay me down to sleep. No, God wants to hear from your heart. Do you realize when you go to the throne of grace, you're actually speaking and talking to the creator of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you thankful about that at all? Does the thought ever cross your mind? I thank God for our founding fathers. I thank God for our Constitution. And I sure thank God for the wisdom that they had to establish the Electoral College vote. I thank God for the Pilgrims, the Puritans, the Huguenots, and all the others who came to these shores during the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s, who gave this country a bedrock of foundation of godly principles, who loved God more than themselves. Psalm 50, verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Hebrews 13, 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is a fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hey, are you thankful for the name of Jesus Christ? There is no other name above Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not Muhammad, not Gandhi, nobody else but Jesus Christ. Lamentations 3:23 say, his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Hey, you know why we have victory? through God. Amen. Through God. We boast of ourselves how good we are. We boast of ourselves, oh, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Look what I'm doing. Hey, you know what God says? Our boasting ought to be in God. Amen. We ought to thank God for what he's given us, that he gives us the victory to triumph. Triumph over sin. Have victory over sin. You go to these help meetings, these self-help meetings, these government agencies, and they say, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And I'm telling you, 80% fail. You know why? Because they leave God out. Oh, your higher power. How about Jesus Christ? He's the power. He's the power. I don't want some higher power. I want Jesus Christ, the God, the Almighty, the power. You're settling for less than God. These self-help meetings, these government agencies, these drug programs. I'm not against any of them. I'm not just saying, how about Jesus Christ helping you? These alcohol problems, these intervention programs, all these things. How about Jesus Christ giving you victory and triumph over sin? Ephesians 5:20, we read that earlier. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you give thanks always for all things unto God? Or are you just miserable? You're ungrateful. Swearing and cussing and cursing under your breath as you go. I can't believe this happened. Where's God when I need him? How come? What did I ever do to deserve this? Is that your thinking? That's why your life is probably messed up. One of the greatest moments in your life will be when it dawns on you that if you just change your thinking, your life will change. One of the greatest moments in your life will be if you just turn to God, how God will bless you and change you. I'm talking from experience, ladies and gentlemen. John 6:11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. He gave thanks for his food. You eat your food, you just gulp it down, you swallow it down, and you not one time pause to thank God for your food. The gluttons that what Americans are, the most obese country in the world, the fattest country in the world, like a bunch of fat heifers going to the barn, going to the feeding. Yeah. Just bellowing like a bunch of calves, overweight beef. Not one time bowing their head, thanking God for the food. Not one time bowing their head and asking God to bless the food. Then we wonder why God's cursed us with sicknesses and diseases. You're too embarrassed to pray when there are other people are watching. Too embarrassed to pray in a restaurant. Somebody might say something, somebody might look at you. I got news for you, God's watching you. God's listening. Are you thankful this morning? God says in Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Psalm 105, verse number 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Hey, the difference between somebody who shares the gospel is whether they're thankful or not. And it's written all over your face and your attitude. Some people will hand out gospel tracts, invite people to receive Jesus Christ like it's a bore, like it's misery. You don't really want to get saved, do you? Oh, I got to go to church. I'm forced to go to church. My parents make me come to church. How about putting a smile on your face and say, glory to God, I'm saved. You want to get saved too? Hey, I've been saved from hell. Do you want to get saved from hell? Hey, I'm going to heaven when I die. You want to go to heaven when you die? How's your attitude this morning? Maybe because nobody wants to listen to you because you have a lousy attitude. You're miserable. You're ungrateful. You're unthankful. Nobody wants to be with you. Nobody wants to hang around with you. Nobody wants to talk with you. How about changing your attitude? How about sobering up? Psalm 30, verse 12, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Forever. James 1:17, every good gift, right here, and every perfect gift is from above, right here, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God's given us a good gift. And you're not even thankful for the Word of God. That's pretty sad. God's given you life. You're not thankful for life. God's given you eternal life if you've asked Jesus Christ. You're not even thankful for that. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. That's difficult to do, isn't it? We give thanks to God always for you all. You all. Paul must have been a southerner. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I dare say, I believe the vast majority of God's people are a bunch of whisperers, talk behind people's backs, complainers, gossipers, and they're not thankful for everyone that's saved. Amen. You wonder why churches are messed up across America? Because everybody's talking to everybody what everybody else is doing wrong. It's trying to be a instead of trying to be a help, instead of trying to be a blessing, instead of trying covering up a transgression with love, instead of trying to encourage somebody. Too many of God's people are too discouraging themselves because they're unthankful. And they pass on that ungrateful attitude to other people. Do you continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving? Do you give thanks to God always for everyone, making mention for you in our prayers? Huh? Is your mind so low that it goes to the gutter for everyone? The first thing and the only thing you can say about somebody is everything they do wrong or what they say? Or can you say, thank God that they're saved? Thank God they come to church. Thank God they want to do something for God. Hey, I got news for you. Everybody in this room is a sinner. Everyone. Especially that woman over there, man. She's a sinner. The one person who knows just said amen. But if you love people, I'm going to tell you something. If you love people, you can put up with people. If you love people, you'd encourage people that are, even if they're doing wrong. If your heart breaks for people that are down and out, messed up lives, caught because of their own sin that the devil's deceived them with, you ought to reach out to them, try to help them, not try to push them down. And that's what we try to do. We really do. And you know that to be true. We're just trying to have a readjustment of your attitude readjustment therapy this morning. And it starts with being grateful to God. Starts with being thankful for what God's already. If you're not thankful for what God's given you already, why do you want more? Why should God give you more now if you're not thankful for what God's already given you? Yeah, but this is all I got. Well, you ought to be thankful for it. That's all I had. You're going to find out how your life will change. I'm telling you, just like that. When you change your thinking and you change your mind and you start being grateful for what God's given to you, you're going to see how God will be good to you. And then you'll see in Romans 8:28, yeah, all things will work together for good. All things work together for good. All things. Just like you can be thankful for all things. It's tough if you're not right with God. Isn't it tough to turn the other cheek? But Jesus had to do it. Jesus did himself, didn't he? That's hard to do, isn't it? You can only turn the other cheek when you're right with God, I'm telling you. When you're in love with God and love people, you can turn the other cheek. But if you're full of bitterness and hatred and wrath, you're going to try to get even instead of turning the other cheek. Yeah, you're listening to too many talk shows. You're listening to too many people who are angry on television and radio. How about reading your Bible? How about reading your Bible, finding out what God says? Huh? I don't know about you, but I thank God I'm alive. I thank God I'm saved. I thank God for the King James Bible. I thank God for an old-fashioned church, and I thank God for everyone. I really do. God's been so good to me. God's been gooder to me than I deserve, man. God has been good to us. The fact that he let Jaleel live 18 years is a miracle. Happy birthday, Jaleel. Thank you. You're welcome. She's probably, listen to me good. Jalia is probably the hardest working person in this entire building. I mean that. You don't know what work is until you've seen her work. I guarantee it. God bless you, girl. Are you glad that you're saved? Are you glad that you're alive? Praise God. Thank God for it. Let's all stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for loving us. Thank you for being such a wonderful God. Thank you for your mercy that saved us from hell. Thank you for your grace that takes us to heaven. Thank you for the folks that are here this morning, dear God. Thank you for allowing us to live in a country that's free still, where we have the liberty to proclaim the gospel. Lord, we know that we are very close to losing our liberty to preach this. There's people that hate this kind of preaching. They call it hate speech. They want to put us in jail and stop us preaching. The sodomites are running and ruining our country. And God's people are putting up with it, think it's okay, think it's normal today. All because we've not been grateful to you for what you've given to us already. Oh, dear God, give us some mercy, please, a little longer for our children and grandchildren to live in a free country, unhindered by the laws of man that contradict the laws of God. Thank you, dear God, for being such a wonderful God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, dear Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business with God. Christians praying. Whatever your need is.